Good afternoon and welcome to For the Cause of Christ, the radio ministry of the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood. The church is under the direction of its pastor, John Lutz. Stay tuned for a message straight and direct from the Word of God. Here now with this week's message is Pastor John Lutz.
Well, good afternoon. This is not Pastor John Lutz. This is Pastor Al Davis filling in for Pastor John Lutz today. And many of you know that he has been filling in for me on my programs over the last few weeks. And he had some things that he needed to do today. And since I am getting back to health, he was wondering if I could fill in for him. So I'm going to give it a try here today. And of course, I'll also be on for our program at 1:30. But as I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we have a program at 1:30 live with Pastor Al, and then, of course, on Sunday nights at 11 o'clock till midnight, and that's late night live. And as I said, Pastor John Lutz has been filling in for me. I've been under the weather. And some of you are familiar. I know a number of people have been praying for me, and I do want to thank you for your prayers. I was one of the lucky few to experience the coronavirus and actually to get to enjoy a short hospital stay and some treatment with remdesivir and all that fun stuff. But the Lord's brought me through it and getting back to health. And last Wednesday was my last day of quarantine, so it is good to be able to get back into the studio here today. Good to be back filling in for Pastor Lutz. And again, he has been filling in for me over the several weeks here, because I'm trying to think. I came down with the coronavirus on the 15th, about three weeks ago, I guess it is, something like that. And it was after the program here, oddly enough, and went home. And my wife, who's a nurse, she had tested positive. She come home, looked at me and said, "Boy, you look awful flushed." And then we both started symptoms that night. She never got very bad and never really had much of a problem. I, on the other hand, back on the 19th, decided to take a different turn and started down the fever path. And that led to my hospital stay last week, and got out of the hospital a week ago. And I really appreciate the people, the doctors, nurses, aides, and things that working together to help people that are going through this. And again, before we get into the program, we're going to be talking about a couple things here today, but just want to remind people, keep tabs on your health. And the biggest thing that caused me to go into the hospital was when my pulse ox was going down. And you can pick up these little pulse ox meters at Mark's or CVS or Walgreens or any little drugstore type place like that, and they're inexpensive. And, you know, they're the little things that you clip on the end of your finger, got the little red glowing light in it, and it monitors your oxygen level in your blood through your finger. And that's probably one of the best things if you're at all concerned about getting coronavirus or even with the flu and other things like that, because things can develop into pneumonia. That's what happened with me. And these things are inexpensive. You get one of them, you stick it on your finger. If you're feeling short of breath, it'll tell you what your pulse rate is. It'll tell you what your pulse ox, they call it, the oxygen level in your blood is. And let me tell you, if you get down into the 80s, it's a good thing to go get it checked out. And that's what happened. I went in, they stuck me on oxygen right away and started getting things going. And so, made it through. And Lord is good. Appreciate the prayers of God's people. So, but again, invest in one of them little pulse ox things. That's what triggered us taking me into the hospital, because I got down really low, lower than I should have been getting. And so that gave a good heads up. And sometimes you just feel short of breath, but that gives you a good overview. And if you get down below 90, you really should go get it checked out. All right, well, I just wanted to mention those couple of things here today. Again, I'm Pastor Al Davis filling in for Pastor John Lutz. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and occasionally get to fill in for Brother Lutz. He fills in for me. And of course, the more information about Pastor Lutz and the North Coast Baptist Church will be coming up at the end of the program. And I hope you'll be able to stay tuned. I will be on at 1:30 for our program as well. So invite you to stay tuned for that. All right, let's open our program this afternoon with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just pray that you would give me the strength to continue and through the program today and also through the 1:30 program. I also pray that you would guide the things that we talk about, Lord, that we could lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pray, Lord, that you would encourage us through your word and through your spirit, that you would open up our hearts and give us understanding, help us to see the things that you'd have for us today. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, good to be with you. And you know, it's really kind of hard to believe. It's just you get a brain fog with the coronavirus. I had people that have been through it tell me about it, and boy, is it ever real. So once you start coming out of it, you feel like you've been on vacation for a while. Not on a good vacation, but vacation to a degree. But a lot of changes since the last time I sat here in the studio. Not the least of which, unfortunately, we have a new presidential administration. And so, as a jumping off point here today, I was going to start here in Daniel chapter number 2. In Daniel chapter 2, we have a case where Nebuchadnezzar had dreamed a dream, and he was trying to figure out what it was. He could not remember the dream, and he was concerned that his astrologers and magicians and sorcerers and general wise men were going to try and just make things up and all that. And he had put out a decree that they would be slain. And then, of course, when they came to Daniel, Daniel and his friends prayed, and God made know the interpretation. And we're not going to get into that dream per se, but in the prelude to Daniel's interpretation to that dream, it says this in Daniel chapter 2 and verse number 19. It says, "Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his." Now, verse 20 ends there, but the sentence does not end. But I do want to pause. And this is an important truth, and I called in the radio program Sunday night. Pastor Lutz was in the studio filling in for me, and we were talking about a number of different things and the new administration and all of that. And one of the things that I had mentioned at the time was, as Christians, and I'm guilty of this myself, we tend to look too much to who's in political office. We were blessed in the last 4 years with a champion in the Oval Office. President Trump, of course, was a great friend of the Christian people and did many things to help improve our ability to minister and the freedom that we enjoy. And then, of course, he was also a tremendous champion of the unborn children, arguably the most pro-life president that we've really had. And then, of course, in addition to that, a champion of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And I really was hopeful that somehow, some way, before the end, God would allow him in some in perhaps some constitutional maneuver, perhaps something regarding the certification of the Electoral College vote or something that would result in President Trump being there for four more years. But we know that did not happen. And it's unfortunate, but it did not happen. And now we have a new president, President Biden. Still hard for me to wrap my mind around that after being sick and everything. But and as an aside there too, he took the oath of office on January the 20th. And whether or not you voted for him, whether or not you like him, whether or not you think he's legitimate, he did take the oath of office, and constitutionally, unfortunately, he is there. And I believe that we as Christians have an obligation to pray for him. I think it's very important that we pray for his salvation. Clearly, he's an unsaved individual. Clearly, he has very little understanding of the Bible. He has zero understanding of salvation, and the only way I believe that he ever will is if Christians pray for him. He is a lost soul that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for his sins. But unfortunately, President Biden is completely ignorant of his lost condition. And it's arguable with some of his mental condition that he's understanding too much. But having ministered in nursing homes over many years, I have seen people in the midst of dementia when the gospel was shared with them to see a little bit of understanding come to their eyes and them have clarity of mind enough to be able to understand the gospel message, to put their faith in Jesus Christ as the one who died on the cross to shed his blood to pay for their sins, as God in the flesh paying for their sins, and to understand that their sin demands a payment. The wages of sin is death, and the blood of Christ that he shed on the cross was able to pay for their sins. They understood the message. They confessed that they were a sinner. They believed that Jesus Christ as God in the flesh paid for their sin with his own blood on the cross when he suffered and died, and that he was buried and he rose again the third day victorious over sin and death. And I've watched people that have been so confused with dementia have a few moments of clarity and put their faith in Christ and get saved. So we need to pray for President Biden. And there's good reason for it, because the Bible tells us that we ought to pray for those that are in authority over us. That's our responsibility to pray for them. 1 Timothy chapter 2, in verse number 1, Paul wrote, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." And so we, as Christians, we need to pray for the salvation of Joe Biden. Well, let's get back to Daniel chapter 2 here. And in Daniel chapter 2, where we left off, Daniel had said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his." And he continues here in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21, where he says, "And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. As thinking about this and in thinking in regards to a change of administration, as I said, President Trump was a champion of the Christian people, a champion of the unborn children, a champion of Israel, the Jewish people. And we think to ourselves, why did God allow him to not be there for another 4 years? I've mentioned before in Proverbs chapter 6, where the Bible talks about things that are an abomination to him. And when we think of it, the things that that Biden is guilty of, the things that he's championed, these things are abominable to God. Let me read this again, Proverbs chapter 6. In verse number 16, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Now, there's more in this list, but has anybody seen what President Biden has been doing? And can anybody say that he doesn't meet this list here? A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Say, well, Pastor Al, wait a minute. He's not killed anybody. Look what he's doing to the unborn children. Look how he is overturning the things that President Trump put in place. He is guilty of hands that shed innocent blood because he is making it possible and promoting the shedding of the most innocent blood among us, that of unborn children. And then it continues here in Proverbs 6, verse 18, "An heart that deviseth," A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. These are things that the Bible says, these are six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. And we look at this and we think, why then is Joe Biden sitting in the Oval Office and President Donald Trump, who did so much good and did so much to champion Christians, unborn children, Israel, the Jewish people, things that God said that he would bless, and yet he's not in the Oval Office? Well, it comes back here to Daniel chapter 2 again, and what Daniel is talking about. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Now, we do not understand all of what God is doing. We do not understand all of God's plans. We do know certain things. We do know, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that the mystery of iniquity is working in the world. And we do know that the devil wants to bring forth the son of perdition, the Antichrist, the beast, as he's called in various ways in the Bible, and bring him into power, and wants to set up a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world economic system, and persecute God's people. We understand that. Well, Daniel recognized wisdom and might are God's. They belong to God. And when we look at what's happening in our country today, and we look at what's happening in the world today, we have to understand God in his wisdom knows what he's doing. And God in his might is controlling things, because the next thing that Daniel said there was, he changeth the times and the seasons. And we certainly have seen that. We're not talking about time change. We're not talking about seasonal change from fall to winter to spring to summer. What we're talking about here is the times and the seasons, the situation under which we are living. And clearly, there is a change afoot in the times and the seasons in which we are living. Yeah, I went out for the first time yesterday after being off quarantine and everything and thought, my goodness, what happened to the gas prices? They shot up quite a bit, and there's a change, but we're seeing changes because we have a new administration. And why is that new administration there? Well, because God in his wisdom and in his might allowed this to happen. Daniel wrote about God, he removeth kings and setteth up kings. God is the reason that President Trump is not there right now. Now, to me, that makes not much sense. But I trust that because wisdom and might are God's, God knows what he's doing. God has a plan. God has a purpose. And in order to get the world ready for the time when that trumpet is going to sound and the believers in Christ are going to be caught up out of the world, the Bible talks about that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, And the events begin to take place on the earth with the revelation of the Antichrist and the beginnings of the tribulation period. God has to set certain things in motion before that takes place. It's just not flipping a switch. He's got to set things in motion. And in his wisdom and in his might, I believe God is changing the times and the seasons. And he removed President Trump from office. President Trump was put there by God back in 2016. He was put there, surprised everybody. I think even himself was surprised, meaning Trump, not God. And a lot of people were very surprised. And God used him in a tremendous fashion. And he used him to bring tremendous benefit and help to Christians in this country and around the world. He used him in a tremendous way to help protect unborn children here and around the world. He used him in a tremendous way to protect the Jewish people and the nation of Israel more than really just about any president ever. But then there comes a time when the mystery of iniquity is going to be allowed to come to fruition. And so God removed President Trump and he set up President Biden. We don't always understand, but we need to trust God because Daniel said he giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness and the light dwelleth with him. We know that he's in control. Don't give up. Don't be overwhelmed. If you know Christ as your Savior, look to God for direction and guidance. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, this is probably the best time that you can put your faith in Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I hope you'll stay tuned for the next half hour. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You have been listening to For the Cause of Christ with Pastor John Lutz from the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. Pastor Lutz and the congregation would like to extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at any of their services. Sunday morning worship is at 11, the Sunday evening service is at 6, and the Wednesday Bible study is at 7 p.m. North Coast Baptist Church is located at 2051 Quail Street in Lakewood. For directions or more information, please call 216-521-3800. That's 216-521-3800. Or send an email to northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. That's northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. northcoastbaptistchurch.net. Thank you for listening. This program has been sponsored by the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood, Ohio.